call me Achilles, but my ankles seem to consistently be my downfall.
It feels like they're constantly either broken or sprained.
Now, it's happened to me 4 times. The first one was in 8th grade, to my right ankle, then 8 months later on my left, then 3 years later on my right again, then this most recent one, my left. So with my history, I've spent a great deal of time rehabbing and strengthening my ankles after each injury. And every single time, my doctors have prescribed me the same physical therapy studio. It's about 5 minutes from my house in Crestline, Alabama, and the studio is called Therapy South Crestline. As you can tell, the clinic is full of noise and life. Take, for instance, the little drumming noise you hear in the back. That's from the vasopneumatic compression machine, which is a device that pretty much every patient uses at the end of their session to help ice and compress whatever injury they have. Although you can also hear music in the background. That day, it was Dave Matthews because the clinic director, Zach, was going to their concert that night. Zach is always dressed in khakis and a polo. His smile is framed by a full mustache and goatee. He smiles at every single person that walks into the studio, gets to know patients outside of his own, and sets a good example for everyone else. I asked him what it was that made him want to be a PT and why it was important to him to work at Therapy South.
You know, I grew up in this community, so it's rewarding for me to get to treat folks that I know and have known for most of my life, so. And we all get along really well, and we have a great team that works together, and I definitely want to keep the mood light and give each other a hard time here and there, and, you know, keep patients interacting with us.
She has the red.
Sorry. That's okay.
Gotta make it harder.
I think we can try the green. I think she can tolerate the green.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is that harder or easier than red?
Harder.
We'll be okay, I think.
The audio you just heard is from one of my most recent sessions at the studio. I'm working on that left ankle, and one of my exercises includes using resistance bands of different colors to move my ankle in different directions and strengthen it back up. What you can hear is exactly what Zach was talking about. Therapists working together to figure out what's the best plan for me. Should I use the red or the green today? Sarah Scott, my therapist, is fierce and she knows what she's doing. Our dynamic's a little bit different than that of other therapists and patients because we grew up together. She was my camp counselor for a few years, and that means that on one hand, we have a familiarity with each other, but on the other, it means that she's not afraid to push me.
How's that feel?
On that underside on the out.
Scoot up then. Wonder if you're just now trying better.
Now, this day, I was working with Sarah Scott. But typically, for this past injury, I've been working with a very bright, bubbly, and fun student at the studio.
My name is Kelsey. I'm from Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide. and I went to University of Alabama for undergrad and got my bachelor's in biology. And then I went to Alabama State in Montgomery for physical therapy school and lived in Auburn. And now I'm in my 3rd clinical, so I'm in my last semester of PT school. I have 3 weeks left, thank goodness.
Woo!
And I'm at Therapy South in Crestline, and I love being here.
Kelsey and I have been bonding a lot over the fact that we're both in transitional periods of our lives right now. I, a rising senior in college, and Kelsey.
I got 2 job offers on Tuesday. I graduated on Friday, and I got engaged on Saturday. And I was like, what is happening? It's like such an exciting time of life.
Even though she's still a student, I think Kelsey serves as a really great example of the kind of people that Therapy South likes to hire. Helping people to Kelsey means everything.
Movement is everything. If someone cannot move because they're in pain or because like they just can't, they have a joint restriction, something like that, they can't do what they want to do. So seeing someone come in not able to do the things that bring them the most joy and then progress them along to be able to get back to that joy is just so fulfilling. Like, oh my gosh, I was able to do my Pilates class this morning with no pain. Oh my gosh, I was able to pick up my baby and feed him and I didn't have any pain.
Another thing that Kelsey told me that I feel relates to this is how important it is as a student to have a good clinical instructor to teach you, which thankfully she has found at Therapy South through Steven.
Bye, Kelsey. So my name is Stephen Owenby. I've been a physical therapist for coming up on 10 years. Yeah, I take students a good bit. I would say that the main thing that I do is I look to always pour out and give back.
I asked Stephen how this goes beyond the studio as well. And boy, did he have a story.
I had a patient who was kind of funny, but she had a dead snake in her driveway. And she was terrified to death of it. She was an older woman, and she was terrified. And she's like, I don't know what to do. That just terrifies me, and I just need someone to help me come get it out of my yard or out of my driveway. And I said, well, I'll go help you. I'll come over and get the snake out of your yard.
This leads me back to something that I kind of touched on earlier. The fact that I'm in a big transition period of my life. I'm about to graduate college and go into the real world. And I'm sure I'm about to start getting one question a lot. What do you want to do with your life? No, I don't want to be a physical therapist. But I've always said that I actually do want a job that helps people in some capacity. And for me, I think I've landed on publishing for that. I want to help people write, create stories of their own, and have a larger impact on the people around them. And if ever I find an opportunity to step a little bit beyond these basic requirements for what my job would entail, I'll think back to Therapy South and how it takes so little effort to make such a big impact on somebody else. So I leave you with one question. How can you do just a little bit more than what's expected of you? Thank you so much to the entirety of Therapy South Crestline for helping me out with this project. Every single person that I talked to, Kelsey, Zach, Steven, all had such wonderful things to say and made the conversation just feel natural. However, I also want to thank therapists like Sarah Scott for the roles that they played in the creation of this project.